Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to 6.02 a.m. So the girlfriend of the Vegas shooter has arrived back in the United States.
Ugh.
And she was met by the FBI at LAX. She was in a wheelchair when she arrived for whatever reason. But they were saying originally that she was not a person of interest.
Now
because
they
she's
are.
Out of the country. Now they're saying that she is a person of interest because he sent $100,000 to her family a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's like, well, now that's pretty curious. Why would he do that? And also, why would she just leave? Be out of the country right at the exact time?
I was wondering if she left and she knew what was going on, then she just decided to leave.
Well, so that seems very likely.
If he's sending her $100,000.
Or like, hey, I'm going to be
she's
doing
out of
this.
The country. And he also had countless guns. That's what we're learning, right?
This 47, guy had, I think?
Yeah, like 50 weapons at his house.
Oh
and
God.
In the hotel room. And he also, in his car, this is a detail that's slipped, but in his vehicle, he had explosives. So what basically was used
ammonium
by Timothy...
Ammonium sulfate or nitrate, one of the two.
And fertilizer. So
yeah.
It's basically what Timothy McVeigh used in the Oklahoma City bombing all of those years ago. So who knows what he was planning, but obviously it was to do complete destruction.
You weren't going to do gardening.
Right.
You know, you weren't going to go fertilize a bunch of palm trees.
So she's now a person of interest.
Good. The FBI's got a hold of her right now, and they are going to probably break apart every minute detail and find out if she is involved in any way, shape, or form, if she knew. And if she knew, she's complicit in this and needs to spend the rest of her life in jail.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so hats off to the, the feds. For doing that, you know, they've been working tirelessly. Same with local law enforcement, trying to get everything back to normal down there. And obviously, it won't feel normal, but they're working as fast as they can to get answers.
So I went to Born and Raised last night to just watch the wild card game because the Twins were playing the Yankees. And
started off so good for them,
started
too.
Off, started out great
they
for
were
the Twins.
Great. Yeah. 3-0 lead. Ooh, almost
first
5
inning,
nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're looking awesome.
Lead off home run.
Yeah, and then things went not well.
And then Aaron Judge came around.
Yeah. But
awesome,
I ran into a group of people that work for Breakthrough Beverage, which is one of the big distributors here in Vegas, that were all at the Route 91.
They're traditionally
festival.
At all those things.
All the big events. They have a bunch of brands that they work with, and they're in charge of, you know, helping with promotion and overseeing the events and making sure that the brands are being properly represented, everything else.
Yep.
And some pretty intense conversations. Because last night was the first time that they had all gotten together since Sunday night. And just sad, man.
Absolutely. You know, the city's hurt, man. It's hurt. You know, we've had a lot of crazy things happen here over the years, but nothing like this.
And the things that they saw, obviously, who knows how long it's going to take them to get past that. But a friend of ours, Justin, who we saw out at the luau just a couple of months ago,
we were
hanging out with him there. He has this like huge mark on his back where he doesn't even know where it came from. He showed it to me. He's like,
really?
I don't know if I got stepped on by like somebody wearing cowboy boots or like it's just enormous bruise.
I mean,
but he saw things that he's talking about. I mean, just
it's like a war zone.
It was a war zone. Things that people that are just going about their normal lives in an American city should never ever have to see.
Well,
I was curious, like just how he got that mark. Probably just pure adrenaline that you know he was trying to run away.
Who knows
what happened?
He's
to him.
Like, it's all fuzzy to me. He's
yeah,
like,
of course. It's fog of war.
Everything just kind of goes in slow motion.
Because you're like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
We want to do our part, you know, and I'm glad I'm seeing a lot of businesses and a lot of people around the country, you know, around the city, around the country who are sending help. But, you know, even like here, you know, we're going to have a counselor come here because we've had, you know, there were a couple people from the station.
Of course.
And,
I mean,
and CBS who were down there. It's a concert.
It's a music festival here in Las Vegas. That's kind of what our business is as well.
And hats off to these counselors who are donating their time for free and just trying to get, you know, help people push past these horrible events. And obviously some people will never be able to do that because their lives were shattered.
Right.
But seeing so many people want to help and trying to help and talking about it does make me feel somewhat better about our society. You know, there was 22,000 good people and one really crappy
really
guy.
One
rotten person.
You know, and we have to put that in perspective. And if somebody's willing to die to kill. You know, there's sometimes there's nothing we can do about that. You know, if they're willing to, well, that, to kill themselves.
And that, that's what's so frustrating about all this, right? Because we have no idea what the motive is. He's not tied to any group. So it's really hard to make sense
of. Well, that we know of right now.
Yeah, that we know of, right. Yeah, I mean, but they're searching his house. They're talking to his family. And so far, we don't really have anything. And it's very confusing, which makes it even more difficult to figure out and make sense of.
And I'm strung, you know, I'm kind of in that like weird, and I think, you know, probably a lot of us are in that place where it's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore and I don't want to know. But then there's that part that you're like, I want to try to somehow rationalize and make sense of something.
So even that picture was floating around last night and it's still out there of him. There's a picture of the shooter with his head blown off. That somebody had taken in the hotel room.
I avoid things like that.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't really like things that are super gruesome in any way, shape, or form.
I looked at it.
And I 100% did. And I said, I felt
it didn't
nothing.
It didn't bother me at all.
I felt nothing. I was like, what a coward.
Yeah.
What an absolute coward.
As grotesque as the picture is, like, I zoomed in on it because I wanted to see this guy.
Yeah. But it, like you said, it's super frustrating just to think that, you know, you're so macho and you're so sure and, you know, so confident in your decision to do, you plan everything out. But then when it came time to, like, face whatever judgment you had, you killed yourself.
Just killed yourself. Yeah.
Wow. You totally avoided it.
You know, there are good things happening in this world, and that's, I think
yesterday, after we got off the air, the Golden Knights announced that they were donating $300,000. Yep. And we're also going to represent, obviously, the victims in the best way that they could, with a moment of silence and also wearing patches in their home opener, which I thought is a nice move.
Yes.
And showing that they're a real part of this community. MGM yesterday announced, after we got off the air, that they're donating $3 million to the victims fund. Station Casino's doing the $1 million. UFC is doing $1 million.
Have you seen Steve Sisolak's GoFundMe fund?
I saw a report that it was over $8
million. $8.3 million right now, almost at $10 million. You know, 65,000 people have come together and made donations to that.
That's awesome.
And money certainly will not do anything besides help solve some problems we don't want to think about, you know?
Money doesn't fix anything.
No.
But I mean, I was talking with Justin from Breakthrough Beverage last night, and he's like, you know, you don't really think about it. I mean, he's like, we're not the ones that were actually shot. He's like, so we're not trying to like put ourselves in a position. He's like, but I have to think about my employees. Like, they're out of work right now.
Yeah.
And like, life doesn't stop for them. Like,
no.
The bills don't stop coming.
No.
And you know, it's just, you don't think about that, right? Like, you think about, obviously, the people that had their lives lost or were actually shot that are in the hospital, because that's the most severe of it. But there is thousands of other people that are misplaced and that are out of work and that are traumatized by what they saw. And that, like, those are people that money can immediately help. Well, and that's why it's so important to get involved.
How insane is this? If we just take a second to think about, okay, you know, there were 500 plus people who did not die, who were shot or injured in, you know, in pretty serious ways here, that they're going to get a bill.
Right.
For getting shot, for being a victim.
Right.
That is insanity to me. You know, I don't know how, you know, I know hospitals have to stay open and things like that, but can we just, like, hey, maybe get the governor to come in and say, hey, let's give these people a pass on this because they were out watching a concert when they were shot. Like, to me, that is insanity that you're going to get a bill. And yes, like, I'm not saying that like a doctor's time or a nurse's time is not worth it, but let's find a way to make that not affect them anymore. And I know that's what part of that fund is going to go, but like, from like a level up top, from the governor or the president,
he's going to be in town today saying,
hey, you know, we're going to send aid to Puerto Rico and Florida and Texas. Houston and Texas. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a tragedy on a massive scale. So many people were hurt. Like, I can't even like begin. It makes me, I'm sorry, I'm getting angry about it because it angers me to think that they're going to get a bill for getting shot.
That's worth being angry about, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's frustrating, and what I don't want to do is fall into that pit of just being mad and negative.
And I can go down that all day long. We're not going to.
There's
a lot of good stuff. There's funny stuff happening in the world. We should talk about some of that.
We'll try to have a nice, fun kind of regular show, if you will. But obviously, there are some things that we need to talk about throughout the day, and there is still a lot of work to be done.
Yes.
I don't just want to pretend
we're not glossing over it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to just start pretending like this didn't happen because obviously there's... Yeah, we need to focus on it from time to time, but at the same time, we want to give you an outlet as well where you know, it's not always...
Constant, because we know why you come here, you know, and it's not for heartbreaking, insightful news.
Right.
It's to laugh.
Yeah.
So, you know?
All right. So we'll get things going
today.
Sorry
we don't do that more.
sorry we can't be better at that.
We
try, but it's just, we're not good at
this. A couple of days a week we try.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Normally, we just ask you to call the voicemail with whatever it is that you want to say. And while we encourage that as well, we have something specific that we want to ask you today. And it's about our fight that we have been planning for this coming Saturday. Whether or not that's something that we should continue with and you know, not let the terrorists win to a degree. Or if it's something that we should postpone out of respect. We just want to be respectful either way. And whether that's moving forward or postponing it, that's a conversation that we're going to have on the show today. But if you have an opinion on it, 702-889-7352, call the voicemail with your opinion on whether or not we should go forward with the boxing event or postpone it. 702-889-7352. We'll be checking the voicemail here shortly. Also, top stories coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We keep hearing all these stories of heroic efforts here in Las Vegas that unfolded during those terrible moments on Sunday night. And beautiful to hear how people were willing to put themselves in harm's way and sacrifice themselves for others. And the Today Show yesterday did a nice job of reuniting a shooting victim whose name is Tom McIntosh with the hero who saved him.
We were able to find James. And I know you wanted to thank him.
I did.
So we brought him here.
Oh, wow.
So that you could meet him. And James nice. Is here. This is James Lawson.
There he is.
Hey, man. Thanks, buddy.
Of course, man.
I appreciate it.
You do?
Yeah. I'm all right.
All right. That's great.
James, you found Tom. What did he look like to you? You could tell he needed help, obviously.
Yeah, we were getting away, and we came across him. He was in the bed of a pickup truck. There's a belt, a makeshift tourniquet. It was kind of around his knee. It was a completely wrong spot, and I walked up there, and he was actively bleeding. So I adjusted the belt, got it up where it should be, tightened it down. We stopped the bleeding. Some savior in a pickup truck came and said, "Do we need a ride?" I said, "Yeah." We threw them all in the bed of the truck, and we took off to the hospital.
It's just amazing with everything going on around them. They still have the you know, the mentality just to know exactly what to do.
I feel like that's
that time,
that's
you know?
Human nature, you know? I mean, that is, like, I feel like it's instinctual
maybe,
in us to want to help out others who we can't or who can't be helped, who are in distress. You know, I think that's why we continue to hear stories like this day in and day out of heroes who were helping those who needed help, who were hurt. And, you know, the guy, the Marine who stole the truck and made countless trips to the hospital. Like, you know,
him and the girl that he was at the show with found a truck with the keys in it. And they're like, "Well, we're just going to take this." And they drove dozens of people to the hospital that needed
so
it.
So awesome.
It's great. It's just awesome.
Yep.
So this is probably going to make you mad. They've been interviewing the brother of the shooter a lot. And, you know, I don't want to listen to this guy, but he seems like he was genuinely surprised by what happened with his brother. And, you know, while you can't be your brother's keeper, at the same time, I'm still mad at this guy because if there was anyone that was close enough
to know what was going on,
to know what was happening, the girlfriend who just arrived back in the United States and his own damn brother. Like, how are you guys so blind you didn't see what was happening? But, of course, the girlfriend is now a person of interest because he wired $100,000 to her. But his brother says, "Oh, well, $100,000 isn't that much money to our family because we're so rich.
Steve is the reason that she has substantial funds right now and is comfortable. That's the Steve I know. Okay. Now, the other thing is Someone said that Mary, that Steve transferred $100,000. Woo, $100,000. We're wealthy people. $100,000 isn't that much money, A, and I'm sorry if that hurts people or something, but $100,000 isn't that huge amount of money.
What?
God, the more this guy talks, the more I want to slap him.
What a moron.
Woo, $100,000. Screw you, buddy.
Really?
Like, have a little bit of respect.
Who is $100,000 not a lot of money to?
Right. Even if you are a multimillionaire, sending $100,000 is a big deal. That's why it does raise red flags when you send $100,000, because generally when you're transferring those type of funds,
you know,
and especially when you do it right before,
you know what I hope?
On a murderous
I
rampage.
Hope that the victims and the families and people who are impacted by this sue the crap out of all of you.
Yes.
You know, $100,000 isn't a lot of money, and then that's all you take that to court and just play that.
Yeah. Well,
play that on loop, because then you guess what? You're gonna remember the day that you said that
it's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
And then he said, I'm sorry if that hurts people. I'm like,
no, you know what hurts people?
Senseless
violence towards strangers,
yes.
Towards people who are just trying to have a good time. That's what hurts people. You idiot. God, I wish nothing but bad things for you.
The whole family.
Like, you don't say that when your brother did
just
all of this.
Murdered 60 people.
Like, you don't have the right to say that.
Yeah. No, it's, oh my, why would you play that, Dave?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It
enrages all of
us.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
So there have been a number of experts, of course, that have been asked whether or not, you know, this is going to impact Las Vegas and the tourism industry, because, you know, traditionally people come to Las Vegas to have a good time and not worry about the things that are going on in their normal life, just sort of, you know, relax and let loose and everything else. They're saying that the Las Vegas tourism industry is more than likely going to remain very strong. So obviously there was a similar tragedy where a bunch of people senselessly killed last year in Orlando, and you know, Orlando, another city that relies heavily on tourism, their tourism industry remained very strong. Different scenarios, obviously, but Las Vegas, you know, seeing record visitors through the third consecutive year going back to last year, 2016, which is when they looked at the full year, welcomed over almost 43 million, 42.9 million visitors last year, according to the Vegas Visitors Authority, and it's saying that they expect that the tourism industry here in Vegas will remain very strong. So,
well,
that
we,
is good news.
We hope so, you know. And I know that the casinos here and are doing everything they can to, you know, strengthen security and prevent, you know, things.
I was down at the South Point yesterday, and they just, you know, they had more like security guards that were wearing the uniforms, walking around, just having that security presence on the casino floor. And I think everyone just appreciates it.
Yeah.
No one thinks that something like this is going to happen again. But I just like the fact that everyone's just sort of stepping up security, and you just have that force,
which is good. And I think that's why people are going to be, you know, confident, and they'll be okay coming to Vegas,
because
there's going to be that upped security.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, the community that we have.
Yeah,
you
know, it's been very encouraging to see the huge response that we've gotten and the support from around the world. So
absolutely.
I'm not totally surprised that it's going to remain strong.
Yeah, I'm not either, and I'm very encouraged to hear that it is, because obviously a lot of people's livelihoods depend on that. Yeah. And the last thing that we want is for this monster to have any sort of
real impact on
more negative effect on the city.
Like a impact that's going to just devastate the entire city time and time again for decades. We're not going to allow that to happen.
That's right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
This is awesome. So you guys remember the story of Jonathan Smith, the guy who got shot in the neck while saving 30 people?
Mm-hmm.
There was a picture of him sitting in a chair, like in the waiting room.
Yeah, and you could just see it in his face, just like just so tired and exhausted.
And he had the bandage on his like shoulder neck area where he'd been shot, and he's likely to live with that bullet in his like lodged in his neck for the rest of his life. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh my God.
I don't really know why, but they're saying that he may live with that there forever. But you know, he had broken collarbone, and so he actually needed some help with medical expenses. And his sister-in-law set up a GoFundMe looking to raise $7,000 for that, and it's been up for a day now, and so far going towards a $7,000 goal, they're at $48,535.
Awesome!
Wow.
So that is fantastic. And I'm looking through the donations here, and it's, you know, it's $5 here, $30 there, $50 there, $10.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, small donations for the most part. But again, like this is the good coming together out of a very bad situation.
Absolutely. You know, the amount of money that we've seen raised so far with Steve Sisolak, one of my friends, his best friend's daughter was shot in the back at the thing. And I shared a GoFundMe on my Facebook page for her. And she was looking at her because she got shot in the back. Yeah. And it's pretty serious.
Sure.
And going to need specialists. They're looking for $50,000 in a day. They're already at $45,000. So love seeing the community come together.
Keep
on this.
Keep that stuff rolling, man. X107.5.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
All right, so Sunday out at Aces and Ales, we're going to be out there enjoying ourselves some football, and we'd love for you to join us. We'll give you a chance to get set up with a $50 gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler here shortly. Also, if you missed the blooper reel on Friday, obviously we haven't been playing that for the past couple of days, but we're going to revisit that in just a moment as well.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Again, man, you got to be more careful with that thing.
My Invisalign just fell over.
Oh. Yeah.
It'll be all right. Yeah. It'll be all right. I take it out before we do our breaks, man, because it's a new set today, and it's especially tight on my teeth.
Yeah.
We can always
By the way,
you do that.
Invisalign Theater is coming up soon. Exciting.
Yeah, we're reading a real dramatic...
very, very dramatic theme today.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
That's well, you should be. But before we get into Invisalign Theater, let's do the blooper reel. We debuted this on Friday, and as usual, we're a hot mess.
I didn't make any mistakes last week.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Kings of Leon here in Las Vegas on Friday, October 6th. They're going to be over at the...
What day? Are you wearing Invisalign now?
Friday, October 6th. Son of a bitch. It's on Friday, October 6th. And we would like to send you to it. If you know the show, you can win tickets to their concert that's coming up next week, Thursday, October 5th. What's going on with me today?
Do you know what happened? You know what happened is you jinxed yourself because you're like...
October 5th.
I've never understood friends... who dwell on, like, rejection like that.
Just, I don't know. Maybe they're just not good with rejection.
No, you see, the thing is about rejection, it should strive you to not be rejected.
Can't talk, man.
Rejection.
That is a lie.
And so
that is a lie.
He's still mad about the stupid Dumb and Dumber
cuffs. We had such a crappy boss to the point of, like, absurd insanity.
A new term, Mahoney, when it comes to dating, it is no longer just called ghosting. There is a new term called submarining.
What?
Submarining is a new term in dating. There's a new tub. It just seems like after all of the natural disasters back to back to back. It's been a pretty rough couple of months.
Pretty rough couple of months.
But see, the thing is, with Halloween, you can sort of carry some of them over, right? I mean, obviously not the little skeletons and bats
the ghosts,
and
the fake spider rose. Like
pumpkins
the
and, yeah, all that
like
stuff.
Like leaves and stuff. I got a
boing.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I will say it feels good to laugh.
Right?
Yes, it does.
I laughed in a couple of days. So. And when it's at our expense, it's even better.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those brain farts always get me.
Yeah, they get you. It happens. Aces and Ales on Sunday. We're going to be watching some football out there, enjoying some beer. If you'd like to join us and you're at least 21, why don't you be calling for 10 right now? Game is going off at 1 o'clock this weekend.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Brett is joining us from Henderson. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, man. You're calling number 10. We'll set you up with the gift card and the custom growler and hang with us on Sunday. Man, it's been a heavy couple of days, and trying to kind of like get back to normal with
everything you guys are doing for the community.
It's our honor, man. It's an amazing community that we have here in Las Vegas, and we've talked a lot about that over the past couple of days, but it's great to see so much support from literally everyone. I mean, I haven't run into a single person that's just been like cold or callous to this situation. Everyone just,
My wife's not from Las Vegas, and we've both just been amazed at like how strong and positive the response has been from the community. And like, I'm proud to say I'm from Las Vegas this week.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Love this city. No better place on earth.
Yeah, I was like I mentioned earlier. I was.
I gotta take my Invisalign out. I didn't know we were talking here.
You left your Invisalign in?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I was out last night at Born and Raised, and there was a bunch of people there that were working at the festival on Sunday that were getting together for the first time last night, and you know, it wasn't just them. They were obviously very emotional and hugging each other, and some people were crying and everything else, but just the other people that were around them, just a huge show of support from everyone. So it's been beautiful to see. But Brett, look forward to seeing you on Sunday out of Aces and Nails, man. We'll have a beer and we'll catch up then. But Sunday at 12 o'clock is when our broadcast is going to start out of Aces and Nails on Sunday for Silver and Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, man. Have a great day.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Are you still laughing at him?
That was so fun.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you laughing at Mahoney?
No.
Did you just put your Invisalign back in?
Yeah. We're playing a song. Sublime.
Huh?
We're playing Sublime.
Sublime?
Yeah. Sublime. Wrong way.
What's your favorite Sublime song?
I got a Santeria. Not this one.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Incubus is starting their residency here in Las Vegas this weekend, and we have some free tickets for you to go enjoy that show.
Nice.
Yeah, Incubus starting their residency on Saturday over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Going to be in town for 5 dates, and your chance to win some tickets to that show coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Congratulations to Las Vegas' own The Killers. They have their very first number one album with Wonderful, Wonderful. Debuts at the peak position on this week's Billboard Top 200 by moving 118,000 album equivalent units.
Nice.
You had a chance to listen to this whole album?
Oh, it's phenomenal. The Calling, so good, man. Love this album start to finish.
Can't wait to see these guys Monday, December the 11th, sold out show. Holiday Havoc Night number 2 over at the Pearl. Dave Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, so we're going to check the voicemails here, and we also are curious about your opinion on this live. So 702-791-1075 is the phone number if you want to give us a buzz today, or on social media at Dave and Mahoney across all the platforms. We have our fight scheduled, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, for this coming Saturday at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. And it's something that we've been planning for months. Obviously, in the light of what happened this past weekend on Sunday night, we've been kind of struggling with the decision whether or not to move forward with the event or to cancel it.
We had a lot of people come to us and ask us if the event is still happening this Saturday. And, you know, we want to move forward with it. You know, we feel that
it's a positive event and it's for a great cause.
And the thing is that I don't like the main reasoning besides whooping Dave's punk ass is that we've got a charity that we've, you know, we pledged to work with. And St. Jude's has been, you know, near and dear to our hearts for a long time. And just kind of just scrapping that and not, you know, raising money for them, it feels like that would be counterproductive on a couple levels. But I understand that there are people out there who feel that, you know, maybe this is too soon.
We want to be respectful.
Yes, and that's 100% what we want to do.
That's the biggest thing.
We don't want... I know how I feel, and I know you kind of feel the same way, but it's not up to us.
Right. So 702-791-1075. We'll also check some voicemails here. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Mahoney. Hi, Sylvia. You guys asked a question about whether or not you should postpone your guys' fight. For me, I'd say that's up to you guys, because regardless of what decision you guys decide to make, it's out of love and respect. If you guys do decide to go through with it, I don't think there's any harm in that. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Message deleted.
Appreciate the call, you know, and that's kind of how we think, you know, but we want to be respectful and we want to hear from you on this particular matter.
Yeah, I mean, we both have an opinion on it, but it's not set in stone yet.
We
will decide this morning what we're going to do. Next one here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. This is Nate. I just wanted to call in and chime in on your question and
although you can't let some deranged lunatic, you know, stop your life and everything like that, but postponing the fight for maybe like a month just to let things settle in a little more and settle down and people kind of get back to somewhat normal hustle and bustle wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, because being so close to such a horrific tragedy, you know, it's, you know, maybe too soon or, you know, like I said, you can't let somebody stop what you, your life and what you're doing, but at the same time, it's just, it might be just a little too close to, you know, such an awful event. So you guys have a great day.
Message deleted.
And we respect that.
That's yeah. Absolutely what we're struggling with, right? Is that, again, we want
because
to
because we see both sides of it. Yeah. It's not that we're blind to what happened or we're being insensitive. We're trying to be very sensitive and
I'm a firm believer that you don't let, no matter what the situation is, you don't let jerks like that.
You don't let terrorists win,
yeah,
right?
I'm with you. Life.
And so, like, going down to Mandalay Bay and having a meal or having a drink or going to the sports book and placing a bet, like, going about life in a normal way, not just for yourself and your sense of normalcy, but also for all the people that work at Mandalay Bay, yep, and at those properties, yeah, and helping them not feel like this guy has ruined their lives is important.
I agree. You know, I agree 100%. And the thing that weighs very heavily on me is, like I said, the kids of St. Jude's Ranch for Children.
Yeah.
Like, those are kids who have been dealt and have dealt with some of the worst things you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So let me put this in perspective in a way that is maybe even a little too close to home. If there was a kid here in Las Vegas whose parents were at that concert on Sunday night and they lost their parents, in all likelihood, they would end up at St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
That's a real possibility.
Just to give you an idea of what sort of organization St. Jude's Ranch is, because they take in kids who have nowhere else to go, and they give them everything that they need, including education and, you know, medical and just a place to live, a place to put their heads down, you know, and
place so they can go get an education and make a better life for themselves.
They keep families together too, so they don't separate siblings like a lot of other kids that end up in foster care. So that's what's weighing really heavily on me. Carrie from the West Side. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So what do you think about Saturday? Should we go forward with the event or postpone it?
I think you should go forward with it because, like we've been saying, life goes on, unfortunately. And unfortunately, when something like this happens, so many of the local charities don't see the love that they need. And I think it's also going to be another way to help people get
passed. No. We get what you're saying.
Nobody's minimizing what happened at all. We know that's not what you mean. Yeah.
We feel the same way, though. Like the community getting together and having a beer and hugging each other and loving each other. You know, that's important.
The day after 9/11, I was living in California. I actually had to go to Disneyland because I could not watch the news anymore.
You just needed a break from it sometimes. So
you needed a distraction.
Break, so. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what I'm thinking this is. Ugh. This is a distraction for people. Some place somewhat people can go, have a good time, and just be distracted for an hour or two.
Yeah. All right,
we don't have awesome rides like Disneyland, though.
Yeah, no, but I mean, me punching Mahoney in the kisser is a close second to a small world.
That could be almost as fun, though.
Thank you, Carrie.
The good news, also free, though, so there's that.
Yeah, it's a free.
So there's that.
That is true.
It is a safe, free, family-friendly
It will
event,
not be the most expensive day of your life.
Yes, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
No. I like that.
Thank you, Carrie. Going to Joanna from North Vegas. What's up?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to chime in this morning. My daughter, we have tickets to go see John Bellion over at the Brooklyn Bowl over by the Link this Friday. And she's like, are we going? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going. We're not going to let these bad guys win. We need this distraction. We need to let loose just for a few hours. We're not forgetting. We understand what happened. But I want her to have this distraction for just a couple of hours.
How old is your daughter?
14.
Was it hard to explain to her what happened on Sunday?
You guys may have remembered she actually goes to Faith, and there was a couple of twins that actually got hit, one in the leg, one in the back.
Yeah, so if you don't know what happened, there was a couple of twins that were both at the concert that go to Faith on Sunday night. They were there together, and they were obviously standing next to each other, and they both got hit. And like you said, Joanna, thank God they were okay. It looks like they're going to make a full recovery.
And you know what? They actually brought on comfort dogs to the kids at the school yesterday.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Running around the whole campus yesterday.
That's so smart.
It was. It was.
That chokes me up, man. That's,
yeah,
that's so sweet.
Yeah. It's so simple.
These little dogs running around. Oh, that's awesome.
Exactly. You guys have a great day, and thank you for everything. Yeah,
thank
you. Have fun on Friday.
But as you said, Dave, like it feels good to laugh.
It feels good to laugh, and it feels it feels good. The premise of everyone getting together on Saturday, and we're doing this event that we think our heart's been in the right place the whole time. Putting this event together because again, it's for a great cause, but we wanted to be sure that we're not being insensitive about this. But at the same time, the idea of us getting together as a community,
having a few laughs, a few beers,
hugging each other, loving on each other, and it all being for a great cause. That feels like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I just want to I want to be sure of that. Andy, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to weigh in with you guys. I mean, I've met you and Dave numerous times, and I got to say that you guys do a lot of great stuff for the community over here. And, you know, to postpone this would be the wrong thing to do. I say go forward with it because, you know, there is a good cause for that charity you guys are doing it for. You know, like to echo what the previous caller said, now other charities don't get, you know, the love sometimes, but you guys are at least doing this for the children.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's always been something that's close to us, you know? I mean, over the years when we do try to pick the charities that we are going to work with, kids are, you know, always... As much as I dislike kids, I love kids.
You're such a cold-hearted bastard.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like I don't want kids.
When I first had my daughter, like Mahoney comes over to the house, and my wife's like, "Hey, do you want to hold Sienna?" And he's like, "No, I'm good."
She looks heavy. She's a fat baby, man.
Who says that, man? No, but so I mean, you know, again, you know, St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is it's a beautiful place, and when you think about charities that are really important, the ones that protect innocence are always the ones that are at the top of my list.
Yep.
You know, and you think about what happened on Sunday here in Vegas, and there was a lot of innocence that was stolen, mm-hmm. and I hate that. But then you think about the kids at St. Jude's Ranch, and they've done nothing wrong in life. They've done nothing wrong in life, and they were just dealt
a
really bad hand.
At the wrong place or at the wrong time or whatever. So
misfortune fell upon you, and it's of no fault of your own. So... I think that was a great point that Joanna made just a moment ago about how, you know, a lot of times, you know, and rightfully so, the charities like the Victims Fund are being focused on.
Yes.
But that shouldn't stop us from doing something that we've already planned.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to not see money go to St. Jude's Ranch.
Because of some lunatic.
Andy, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
I also don't think I could keep my vigorous training of walking 3 to 4 times a week at Planet Fitness up for another couple months.
Yeah.
I'm already getting bored. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you know what? You probably should, you know, start lifting weights to change it up.
I've had 2 blizzards back-to-back nights, man.
Dairy Queen. Oh, yeah. No, you're slipping. He's already going off the rails.
Oh, my girlfriend's like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, no, I'm eating my feelings.
Oh, man, but a blizzard just sounds good.
It was so good. Like, I did an Oreo, Heath, and... Butterfinger, large blizzard last night.
All 3 of them together?
Large one.
Well, hang on, let me ask you a question. Was it the commercial where the guy's like, I used to go to sports bars and go there for buffalo wings, and now I'm going to Dairy Queen?
I haven't even seen that. I've been craving blizzards the last, like, 2 nights, and
you didn't turn it upside down, did you?
No, they turned it upside. They turned it upside down.
Nathan joining us from Spring Valley. What's up, Nate?
What's up, you guys? I think you guys should go do it. What you guys are doing is actually pretty awesome. Like, I am myself a former orphan myself. And going through SafeNet and having them help me out got me back in touch with my own family and so on. You guys should do it.
That's a pretty powerful testimony there, man. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, overall... I'm the IT guy that I kept calling you guys during on Monday, and you know what? I think what the hospitals will agree if you guys go do it and help out St. Jude and help out everyone here in Vegas, because we need something lighthearted a bit and actually brings up our spirits so we can dig down and finish through what this tragedy has happened.
Yeah.
I think this will be a great moral support.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Nathan.
Thank you for sharing,
yeah,
man.
Appreciate that.
Really, really do appreciate that. You know, and that, you know, this has been weighing on us. You know, obviously, you know, we didn't think about this for a couple of days because there was, you know,
so much other stuff going
real
on,
life right, yeah. going on and not something stupid, you know, because what it is, it's stupid.
Well, what we're doing is stupid. Yes, it's for a great cause.
It's for a great cause, but what we're doing,
we're going to punch each other in the face. I mean,
very poorly. Yeah. It's not going to be
pretty.
It's probably going to be more entertaining than the Mayweather fight, but
maybe. We do have a bikini match planned. The Babes girls are planning on doing a bikini match. And
Ian's fighting a blind guy. We've got Santa Claus fighting a leprechaun.
Batman versus Elvis.
Yeah, I mean
Mike Doria from Fox 5 fighting John Von Tobel JBT. from VSiN. And so, yeah, I mean, we have all sorts of great fights lined up. Again, we just want to make sure that because it is such a lighthearted event, that it's not being done in a disrespectful way.
Or taken as you know, distasteful.
Or or we're trying to, you know.
Sylvia's
like
going to be the ring girl. It's going to be great.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to wear a string bikini. Ben joining us from Henderson. What's up, man?
Morning, guys. I just want to say I'm huge fans. I'm so happy you guys are back in Vegas. I'm really happy you guys are home. I just wanted to say that it's not the action, but the spirit behind it.
Yeah.
And if you guys decide not to do this, then you let that scum sucker win again. He's already taken so much from us, so much from our family, so much from our friends, and so much from our city. Don't let him take this.
Yeah.
You guys are better than that. You're stronger than that. And the honor in which you guys act and react towards what you want to do this weekend speaks volumes to who you are and who Vegas is.
Yeah,
it's basically all about it.
Well said, really well said, Ben. Appreciate your perspective on that, but I agree. I mean, like, I hate the idea of thinking because it is easy. Like, you do want to sort of like hunker down and just stay home and you know, make sure that you're not putting yourself in a situation. But we know that from what we know, this is a very isolated event with one terrible person. It wasn't some calculated thing with a bunch of people that ran on it. It just looks like one dirtbag who's now dead. And I'm glad that he's dead. But the idea of us not being able to put on a charity event that, like you said, is being done in the right spirit, that would be sad. It would be sad. And I don't want to do that. So thank you for the call, Ben. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Hope to see you.
Alex joining us. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
I just want to tell you, I was at the Strip yesterday, and I went downtown, and it was amazing the amount of people that were out there just, you know, doing their thing, shopping, you know, going to the restaurants, having a great time, dancing to the music. It, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would say, you know, like, nothing actually happened, you know, but there was a lot of cops, you know, to make everybody feel safe, but it was, you know, it reminded me, like, how great the city is and, you know, just seeing everybody happy out there, just having a good time. And I really think you guys should go on with this because, you know, it's for a good cause and it'll take, you know, help us kind of forget about, you know, this tragedy that just, you know, happened.
We could be distracted for a few moments.
Yeah, no, we'll never forget about what happened on Sunday, but it gives us a much needed distraction for a
good
cause.
And it's been hard. I mean, like I said, doing the show, you know, the last couple of days, it's hard. It's hard to, like,
It's heavy stuff.
You want to laugh and, you know, like, our natural inclination at the show is to not talk about serious stuff.
We don't get into politics. We don't get into abortion and like all of like the religion and like all of like the.
But we start that right now.
Yeah, here we go. This is the abortion show.
And religion
and politics.
And
religion. How do you feel about guns and abortion? Let's go.
And religion.
Yes.
And religion.
Oh man, abortion and religion don't go together.
Let's
see. The point is like we don't do stuff like that because that's not what we're best at. But
can I say one thing before you guys let me go?
Yeah, of course.
T. Mahoney.
Ah, my man.
Cut you off, you
obviously
son of
a scholar, a gentleman, and we appreciate you calling in and letting us know what's going down. I haven't had a chance to go down to the Strip since, you know, everything happened on Sunday night, and it's good to hear that, you know, the city is still running, you know, and we are it's hard to say that. No, it is. It's hard. Yes. It's hard.
Hard to say.
I see what you're saying. It's literally hard. No, but you know what I mean. It's hard to say that because we know the tragedy that happened. We know how many people were
affected. No one's trying
to
minimize it, though, yeah.
But we, you know, we don't want this guy to let
this monster
hurt the city
take more away from us.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Alex, thanks for the call. Mick joining us from Henderson. What's up, Mick?
What's up, man? I feel like we should maybe just postpone it for a little while, give the people of Las Vegas some time to heal. You know, that way you guys get a better turnout, you know, for the charity itself.
No, and we had actually thought about that. So we were looking at dates. And the
Because we're going to be at the Tough Enough fights the night before.
Yeah.
Dave and I will be calling those and the setup down there, because this is not a cheap setup to get everything up and running.
But so what needs to happen is Tough Enough needs to happen the night before the event. So a lot of that infrastructure is already there, because again, we're trying to raise as much money and have all that
keep
money
the overhead
go,
as low as possible to go so to the charity. More money can go to the St. Jude's.
But Tough Enough is bouncing all around, and so they're not going to be back at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, as far as we know, at least until 2018 at the earliest. And so, and so that's kind of where we were stuck, right? Because if it was like an easy, let's just do it, you know, in 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now, no problem. But now we don't really have that option, is what it seems like. So I agree.
I mean,
yeah,
it's a tough decision.
Because the first thought was, hey, let's just cancel this.
Monday, we thought we were going to cancel it. Yeah. You know, we just figured
we talked with a couple of friends, you know, that are a little further removed from the situation, because we're all right in the middle of this, right? And this is all very heavy stuff for all of us, and it's something that we've never dealt with before. But we asked a couple people, and the advice that we got almost universally is, you know, go with what feels right.
Talk to your audience.
But also, don't make a decision on Monday, because you're going to make a decision based on all of the emotions that you're feeling. And so that's why we're trying to
talk about it today.
Hash this out today, a couple of days after.
And this is, it's weird in and of itself, too, to just be talking about this on the show.
Yes, it's
also
fine.
Because it's...
Yeah. You know what? I have some friends that actually, you know, they work down at the Strip at the MGM at Aria, you know, and they're all like really traumatized. You know, they don't want to be there right now. You know, they're having a really hard time getting up and doing things.
Yes.
Like, you know, people
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's PTSD is going to be a real thing, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like being, you know, people who were down there who experienced it. We should never have to see that. Yes.
You
we were lucky that we were at home and that we were asleep when this happened. Yeah. But there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Well, that's just the people at the concert. But like you said, his friends who were working at MGM, who were working at Aria, who were working at Luxor, who were working at Mandalay Bay.
Having to see people come in.
Right?
The people that were at Tropicana working and bleeding people are running through the doors. Yeah. Like, that's traumatic. Like,
and not to mention all the, you know, the first responders and the nurses. Right. And, you know, we know this affects so many parts of our city. We know that.
I don't know anyone that hasn't been touched by this in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Mick, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate
you. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your call, man. It, like I said, that's what we're here to do, to talk about it today. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Take care. Liz from the East Side. What's up, Liz?
Hi, good morning. I think that you guys should go on with the fight, but also encourage the community to come out and support.
Yeah.
We shouldn't let this coward have us scared to leave our houses.
Right.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, too. I think, you know, the response we saw from Metro and everything else there, I don't know if it's.
I don't feel scared.
I'm not scared about that. My thing is, for us personally, it's about being respectful to what happened and letting the situation, you know, taking accord of what happened. Oh. In addressing it that, you know, because we know that, you know, the Strip and downtown Las Vegas, those places are going to be, you know, Metro is going to be out in force and security is going to be high because they want to keep everybody safe.
Of course, of course.
Oh, yes, definitely. No, and I feel the same way. I'm devastated of what happened, but, you know, we do have to continue on.
The world does not stop turning, you know, like we said that on Monday. You look out, it's a beautiful day outside.
People are going to work.
Just like today is, you know, people are going to work. People are going to the hospital. People are going to do whatever they had to do, you know.
On Monday.
That's the hard thing.
It was a very surreal day for all of us coming in on Monday. Yeah. I mean, I remember I found out the news when I woke up on Monday, and it was because my wife's phone wasn't on silence, and the text message started blowing up at like 3 o'clock in the morning when the people on the East Coast were starting to find out the news, and I and everyone's like, "Are you okay? Oh my god! Oh my god!" And I'm like, "What is going on?" I'm kind of, you know, still bleary eyed. I'm looking at my phone, and I realize, you know, that the tragedy has struck our city. But then, you know, I'm leaving the house on Monday. And I'm still like going. It felt like I was looking at myself from outside of my body almost. I'm like,
it's surreal.
I'm taking the trash can and the recycling can and rolling them down my driveway and putting them out on the street like I do every Monday, because that's when the trash and the recycling come.
Yeah.
But it just felt so weird to be doing something normal when things weren't right. Like, it just
wasn't normal.
It wasn't normal. It wasn't a normal day. And it's not going to be normal for a long time.
It's not.
we can't let a terrorist win in the sense of him having control of our lives and what we're
doing. They want to ruin our way of life.
Right. If this was just a goofy event where we were just like out, you know, having a good time and drinking a bunch of beer, and there wasn't the charity angle,
we would call it.
But because there is a charity angle tied to this, I think that we have to go forward, guys. I think you're right.
And, you know, if you want to weigh in online, Dave and Mahoney show, Facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. We posted that up there a little bit yesterday. I've read through a lot of those replies there. And
I think the overwhelming consensus has been to go forward. We just wanted to bring this on air so we could have an open and honest discussion with everyone and give people a platform to share their opinion on things. Because we want to be respectful, but at the same time, like you just said, Liz, like we can't just stay home and be scared. That's not, when I think about Vegas and how strong and resilient this city is, we're not going to let some ass ruin that for us.
No,
we're not. And thank you guys for all you do. We'll be excited to see you guys out there this weekend.
Thank you, Liz. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So final decision then. Let's go for it.
I think, looking at everything online, you know, the emails that have been coming in during the segment right now, the calls, I think you're right. I think we do it. You know, I think we wanted to do it.
Yeah, I have been waiting for 8 years to punch you in the mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, you are a really unlikable son of a bitch.
How dare you?
And I can't wait to punch you.
How dare you, man? Yeah. You know, I've still got Invisalign for two more weeks.
Your teeth are going to be almost perfectly straight, and then I'm going to knock them out of your head on Saturday night.
But the intention behind what we're doing.
It's for St. Jude's Ranch for kids.
It's in a good place.
So it's one final time here. Las Vegas, we invite you to come out on Saturday and have a great time for a fantastic cause. We'll drink some beers together. We'll celebrate love and unity, and we'll be out there doing it for a fantastic reason. And it'll be a chance for us to start the healing process. It's going to take a long time. We're doing this out of nothing but respect for all of the families that have suffered tragedy here in our city. But we would love to see you on Saturday night. It's going to be a fun event, a free event, a safe event that you can bring the whole family to. And you're going to see Mahoney get his ass kicked, which is really not going to see that. Yeah, you're going to see
Mahoney.
You're going
to see me punch Dave straight in the boys. Just my first shot right out. Right out the gate.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
He really got down low. Uppercut straight to the scrotum.
He just got really scared. Like, no!
Here's the new one from Beck. Up all night. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I love this city, man. I love the people that live in this city. I love everything about this city, man. I mean, even, you know, just taking a few minutes there and talking that out on air, it's so encouraging how strong of a city that we live in, the amazing community that much of the world probably didn't have any idea existed until this week.
They probably just saw like,
it's just Vegas, it's a party casinos. And everything else. No, I mean, the fact that our community has rallied in such a way is just beautiful. So thank you to everyone for what you've done so far and what you will continue to do. And again, Saturday, we would love to see you out there. It's going to be at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. It'll be a safe, fun, free event. The entire family can come down. And we're going to be selling the T-shirts out there. Yep. All of the profits from those T-shirts 100%. Go directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
100%.
So we look forward to seeing you again Saturday, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Doors open at 7. The fight start at 8. And I'm going to kick Mahoney's butt.
No, you're not.
For a great cause.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I mean, your arms look like spaghetti noodles.
They do, kind of.
You haven't worked out once.
How dare you try to shame me from my gym at Planet Fitness Day.
It's only
$10 a month, man.
And we do
pizza day once a month as well.
just the most ridiculous
what
thing
is
ever.
Pizza day?
I believe it's the first Tuesday of the month. So is that today?
No, today's Wednesday.
Oh, did I miss it yesterday?
Oh, no. Damn it.
Mahoney.
Old noodle arms.
You got to start lifting weights, dude.
I lift weights.
You don't lift weights. You don't have a single muscle.
Man. I'm staying svelte, man. I don't want to be carrying around all that extra muscle weighing me down.
You got to be careful not to hit me with those noodle arms, man. I'm trying to watch my carbs.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Jordan is joining us this morning. Caller number 10, going to see Incubus. Congratulations, Jordan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You're down by UNLV?
Yes.
How are you handling everything these past couple of days?
I'm okay. You know, it's a lot, but
yeah,
getting through it. I'm just lucky, happy that everybody I know is okay.
Yeah.
And that's the hard thing, too, you know? It's like there's almost that guilt that, like, you know,
yeah,
your friends or our family members weren't directly affected.
There were so many people that have been affected and in such a serious way. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously very grateful, but yeah, I mean, your heart just goes out to those people that are dealing with so much right now. But Jordan, tickets to go see Incubus. Hopefully you can enjoy one of their shows that's coming up. Again, 5 dates here in Las Vegas, a little mini residency over at the Joint. Mm-hmm. Just a nice little distraction for you to go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
X107.5 is KXDE Pahrump, Las Vegas, HD1. Now that we have made the decision that we are moving forward with our fight on Saturday, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, doors open at 7, fights start at 8 o'clock. There's a lot of great fights on this card. Of course, the main event is going to be a 5-round war, 1-minute rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Why is the commission making us fight 1 round?
We were going to do 3 2-minute rounds.
Yeah,
they're like, you guys aren't really in peak physical condition. They did the little air quotes around that. And so they're like, how about you do 1-minute rounds? We're like, well, can we at least do 5? And they're like, yeah, whatever. We don't care. So we're doing 5 1-minute rounds. Cool. And everyone else is doing 3 1-minute rounds. Yeah. And one of the fights, Ivan the Blind Mexican is going to fight a blindfolded Ian. And very excited about this. Just got a message from Ivan on Twitter. He said, guys, hope all is well. Hoping to bring some smiles to the audience on Saturday night. So obviously, heavy couple of days for all of us, but he's looking forward to bringing some smiles. And he said, go ahead and put a Craigslist ad up now for a new producer, because his ass is going down talking about Ian. So how do you respond to that, Ian?
He said he wants to smile?
He wants to bring some smiles to the audience.
Bring some smiles. Yeah. Oh, well, he's not going to be able to smile once I'm done with him.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, Bleachers.
Are you really going to try to, like, hurt him? He's a blind kid, man.
Yes, I am going to hurt him.
Damn.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Sylvie, do you think on Saturday night after I whoop Mahoney's ass that they're going to play this song for me? It's called Champion by Fall Out Boy.
No, Dave, they're not going to play that.
No?
No.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yep. You're going down.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
You doing all right over there, Sylvia? She just spilled her tea all over herself.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You were the clumsiest person I've ever worked with.
I was hoping you didn't see that.
You were the clumsiest person I've ever met.
No, you know what? This morning, it showed me like what kind of day it was going to be.
Yeah, just...
I hit my elbow.
Yeah.
And then I tripped over my fan twice.
Yeah. Your oscillating fan that you have sitting on the floor instead of on the nightstand, even though it's a short oscillating fan. You're weird, man.
No, anyway,
love you, but you're weird. very excited about this. Coming up next, Invisalign Theater. Our final installment of Invisalign Theater. And Mahoney, I have a very exciting and romantic read for you today for Invisalign Theater.
Ah, boy.
It's coming up next.
Is it going to be sexy?
If it sure is.
Enjoy a better smile every day.
It's Invisalign Theater.
That gets me every time because it's so unnecessary on the end there.
It's Invisalign Theater.
Well, I put in a new tray this morning.
Uh-huh. And this is the last new set. This is our last installment.
This is the last installment
of Invisalign Theater.
I don't have my top tray in right now, which is why I'm speaking normally.
But that's going to go in when we start doing this.
Yeah, as soon as we get going.
So today I got a very special one for you, and credit to Ian for finding this dramatic scene, which we think is just perfect for Invisalign Theater. It is a scene from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh boy!
So played by the great Jake Gyllenhaal and the late great Heath Ledger.
You don't even have an Invisalign in man. Yeah. What are you doing?
It's a very romantic scene. I'm going to play you the original scene first.
So we can get into the characters.
Yeah, so you can understand it. But I mean, Brokeback Mountain is, you know, it's two cowboys that fall in love.
I get it.
All right. This is going to be a very serious scene, Sylvia. I'm going to put in my Invisalign right now, Dave. Right. So. Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, gross. All right. So,
jeez. Just pop it in.
Here's the scene that we will be recreating. Oh, whoops. That's just the music bed.
Oh, that's the music bed.
Here we
tell you this one time, Jack Twist, and I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know, could get you killed if I come to know them. I ain't joking.
Yeah, we'll try this one. And I'll say it just once.
Go ahead.
Tell you what, we could have had a good life together. Real good life. Had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Ennis. So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. That's all we got, boy. All. So I hope you know that if you don't ever know the rest.
Got it.
You count the damn few times that we have been together in nearly 20 years, and you measure the short leash you keep me on, and then you ask me about Mexico, and you tell me you kill me for needing something I don't hardly never get.
So I think that we've heard enough of the original scene. Are you ready to get into it ourselves?
Man. Are we doing country western accents?
Yeah, I feel like that's appropriate.
Totally get into this.
Okay.
So Sylvia, give us the setup here.
All right.
Okay.
At the end of a fishing trip together, rodeo cowboy Jack Twist, Jake Gyllenhaal, was speaking to his gay lover, ranch hand Ennis Del Mar, Heath Ledger. The two had fallen in love at Brokeback Mountain, Wyoming. Years earlier in 1963, Ennis dealt harshly with his former lover.
I'll tell you this one time, Jack Evan Twist, and I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know, could get you killed if I come to know them. I ain't joking.
Twist responded with that he was sexually frustrated that they weren't seeing each other very much.
Well, try this, and I'll say it just once. Tell you what, we could have had a good life together. Freaking real good life. Had us a place of our own, but you didn't want them in us. So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. That's all we got, boy. F and all. So, I hope you know that, even though if you don't never know the rest, you count the damn few times that we have been together in nearly 20 years. And you measure the short freaking leash that you keep me on. And then you ask me about Mexico. And you tell me you're going to kill me for needing something that I don't hardly never get. You have no idea how bad it gets. And I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple high altitude freaks once or twice a year. You are too much for me, Ennis. You son of a horse and bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
What's my name again?
Ennis.
I wish I could quit you, Ennis. I love your touch. Your smell. Ennis. You must.
Ennis responded while crying, telling Jack that he was the source of his conflicted emotions.
Well, why don't you? Why don't you just let me be? It's because of you, Jack, that I'm like this. I'm nothing. I'm nowhere. Get the F off me.
They struggled against each other and ended up embracing.
I can't stand it anymore, Jack. I can't quit you.
It's all the gay fan fiction that's been written about us over the years. There you go. Yeah. You're welcome.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, my God. I have a headache.
Sorry, what was my name again in that one more time?
Ennis. I'm taking this out.
Ennis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's Ennis.
Wow. That was harsh. Whew. Clank. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that was...
We could be actors, man.
Yeah, man, we're good. Good.
Real emotion there.
No, I felt it.
Did you?
I felt the raw sexual attraction that you guys have together.
Glad it wasn't just me. I'm nipping out right now, man.
I know. I could see it.
I have to let it all out on Saturday at the fight.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that frustration.
Why are they hugging? Fight.
It's sexy hugs.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That is Judah in the lion suit and jacket, X107.5. Mahoney, you'll appreciate this. Fett on Twitter just called you a lispy leaf eater.
Uh-huh. I've got two more weeks of Invisalign in.
Mm-hmm.
Two more weeks.
That's kind of sad because then this is going to end.
I know. It's too bad. But we've had a lot of fun with it. I would say that we've made the most of your Invisalign adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 months.
Yeah.
Four short months.
Richard on Twitter, he lives in Southern California, and he's responding to the fact that we made the decision earlier today after, you know, careful consideration and listening to your opinions on it, that we were going to move forward with the charity event that's happening on Saturday at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, our boxing event. Mahoney and I are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Ian is fighting Ivan the Blind Mexican. We've got Batman fighting Elvis.
Yeah, babes.
We got the babes bikini girls. They're going to be fighting in a bikini match. Very excited about that. And then Joey the Leprechaun is going to be
from
fighting.
From America's Got Talent.
That's
Dave.
Right. He's going to be fighting Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
who is considerably Probably. Bigger than him.
About double his size, yeah. literally. Yeah. Literally double yeah. his size.
Yeah. Does he know that?
He's a friend of his.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then Mike Doria from Fox 5, who we're actually watching right now here in studio, he is going to be fighting John Von Tobel from VSiN. So very excited to have all of those fights. But Richard, who lives in Southern California, commented, he said 30 of the 58 people that were shot on Sunday were from SoCal. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go and represent SoCal in Vegas this weekend. And he said, we actually booked our room at Mandalay Bay. I love that.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And he said, I had a coworker who was shot. He was shot in the leg and he's going to be okay. But we want to go show our support for Vegas. And then he asked how much VIP tickets are because he wants to be close to the action. I worry that, you know, you're going to get some of Mahoney's teeth on your
lap. You're
going
to make me bleed my own blood, son.
We'll see about that. But Richard, love the sentiment. Love that you're coming up from Southern California. Love that you booked a room at Mandalay Bay.
Yep.
Every piece of that is great.
Absolutely.
So, look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Doors open at 7. Family-friendly event. It's free. Bring the kids down. We'll all have a beer and support each other. It'll be a great time.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
All right. It's obviously been a week where we've postponed a lot of things because of what happened. But Ian, you were out this weekend, and you did, in fact, do an Ian's Interesting Individual. What do we have to look forward to here?
You know what? I did. I actually had an in-person interview, but then I got this awesome impromptu phone call from somebody. So I decided to lay down the phone call, and it's pretty interesting.
Huh.
Okay.
So the phone call is Ian's Interesting Individual.
Yes. Yes, it is. This
that
week.
Is coming up next.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ian's Interesting Individual for this week is a phone call that was just an impromptu call about the fight that's coming up on Saturday. And this is actually one of the participants, right?
Yeah, it is. This is Jesse, a.k.a. the official Elvis, Elvis of Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. He is fighting Batman on Saturday night for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
Come one, come all! To Ian's Interesting
Hello.
Oh, yeah, this is Elvis Presley. How are you doing, sir?
Elvis Presley, I'm doing just fine, man. I love the impromptu phone call. What's going on?
Listen, I'm getting ready for the fight, and I got my costumers here, and I need to know if they're going to allow us to wear rhinestones in the boxing ring, because, you know, I know this is official. Don't want to break any rules, but, man, I got to tell you, I have to have a rhinestone.
Well, Elvis, I have to tell you right now, man, I'm recording this phone call. I was not anticipating this.
You're recording this one right now?
Yeah, I'm recording this right now.
All right, man, go ahead. But listen, can you find out that for me? This is very important to me.
I will let you know by tomorrow if you can wear the rhinestones. You know, I'm not making any guarantees.
This very, very seriously, sir. You have no idea. I've been a trainer for a while. This is about the mind, about the body, about the soul. I would have had him hired me a life coach. Charlie Sheen is my life coach, and I've got a sparring partner. Frank Marino is my sparring partner, and you know, this guy's in trouble. I'm gonna tell you right now, sir.
I've been training at Planet Fitness with this guy named Mark. I used to make pizzas with him.
Is that right? Well, hell, you're fighting a blind guy, so what's that? Who cares?
You know, and you know what the crazy part is, Elvis? I don't even think he's Mexican.
Well, he's blind. He don't know either, sir. Yeah, but you know that, man. He has no idea what he's in for, man. I personally come from a long, long, long line of boxers, man. I mean, my family used to box apples, oranges, sometimes grapefruit, but this guy's a trope, man. I'm going to turn this Batman into the man, because I'm going to beat the out of him, I'm going to tell you right now.
Elvis, again, October 7th,
Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's a free event. Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Yeah, let's love the kids, man. That's why we're doing this thing. And it's going to be a hell of a fight. But the mama said if you can't win, don't play.
Now who do you have, Dave or Mahoney?
I went back and I've been doing my research. I watched the last fight with the guy. That boy, he hit the mat. He looked mad as hell.
Mahoney is coming back with a vengeance. He is. He's been walking the malls. He's going hard on the training.
Walking the malls is his training, huh?
That's it.
I'm putting my down to the guy.
Well, Elvis, thank you for the impromptu phone call.
It's been a pleasure. Please find out about my rhinestones and thank you very much.
I'll get back to you about the rhinestones. That was another Ian's interesting individual. All right, bye, Elvis.
Bye, sir.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Were you in the bathroom when you were talking to him? What was going on?
Yeah, like, literally, he called me, and I was hanging out.
Were you in the toilet?
Yeah, I was hanging out.
You were going number two?
No, I wasn't going number two.
You were just hanging out.
I was preparing to get into the shower.
Oh.
Oh.
You were naked on that call?
Oh, my God, he was naked.
You were naked. That was a naked phone call. You should have told us in advance.
What? It's still a phone call.
Oh, my God. Clothes are not.
It's more disturbing now. That's all. All right. Incubus is coming to town. They're starting their residency this Saturday.
Did he get his rhinestones?
A little pill ass. Mm-hmm. Just blowing in the breeze. Caller number 10 is going to see Incubus for free. Again, they're starting Saturday over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock with their residency. Caller number 10 is going for free.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Incubus coming to town starting this Saturday. Their mini residency over at the Joint begins. Spencer joining us from Henderson. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing today?
You shut that kid up.
Wow.
Trying to do a radio show over here. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. You're call number 10. You're going to see Incubus for free.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for listening, brother. Have a great day.
Have a great one, guys.
So this is pretty cool. Seeing, you know, the donations starting to pour in. Yeah. Celine Dion just announced she's going to be taking a lot of her proceeds from her shows, which are resuming tonight, and giving that to the Victims Fund.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Wayne Newton just announced he is donating $100,000 to the Victims Fund as well. So,
which is a lot of money.
It's a whole bunch of money.
Jeez. It's a ton of money. And the GoFundMe that Steve Sisolak has set up to help out Las Vegas is at $8.5 million right now.
It's awesome, man. Really is. There's no tears to slice.
So great.
MGM, $3 million coming from them. $1 million from Station Casinos. $1 million from the UFC. It's big money, and it's all for a fantastic cause. So thank you to everyone for your generosity. Here's Blind Melon.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Sunday, we're going to be out at Aces and Ales. Mahoney and I will, starting at 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock kickoff for the game, the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. We would love for you to join us. We have your chance to win a gift card as well as a custom growler. That is coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All sorts of people stepping up, making big donations. Celine Dion has just announced that the proceeds from her show are going to go to the Las Vegas Victims Fund.
That's awesome.
The GoFundMe page that Steve Sisolak set up has raised over $8.4 million as of now. Dana White in the UFC said $1 million coming from them. Station Casinos, $1 million coming from them. MGM, $3 million. I mean, the money is just pouring in, and it's so great to see. So thank you to everyone who's made the big contributions. Wayne Newton, $100,000 from him and his wife.
That's huge.
The people of Las Vegas that have done well here, really stepping up in a time of need. It's great.
You know, it's one of the things we talked about when the show first opened up this morning. And, you know, it's like, how does money fix a problem?
It doesn't.
You know, it doesn't. But one of the things that we were talking about, and you know, it really kind of got under my skin, is the fact that you think about this, the families of the people who were injured and killed, like, they're going to get a hospital bill.
Yeah, they're like, stuck with that.
How insane is it to think that people just innocently standing there and attacked savagely by a madman, a terrorist, are going to get a hospital bill?
Yeah, I hope that each one of these people that has an injury and they're spending time in the hospital sets up a GoFundMe, because I'll give you an example. Jonathan Smith You may have seen the picture of him sitting in the hospital waiting room.
He got shot in the neck, right?
He got shot in the neck, shoulder area, and it's possible that that bullet is going to be with him for the rest of his life. But he was saving people, in the process of saving people, and they estimate he saved about 30 people before he got shot and went down. He's going to be okay. That's the good news. So they patched him up, but his sister-in-law set up a GoFundMe for him because he's going to have like $7,000 in medical bills, which if you think about it is a ton of money.
Yeah.
So you're at a concert having a good time, and then all of a sudden
you're stuck with $7,000.
You see things that you can never unsee.
And that's the tip of the iceberg.
It just starts there. How much work is he going to miss? Everything else.
Yeah.
So they were saying they just want to cover his medical bills. So far in the past day since this GoFundMe went live, almost $51,000 has been raised. And again, people making donations, everyone from, you know, the last one here is $30, $25 before that, $10 before that, $5 before that. This is what GoFundMe is all about.
Yeah. Every little bit helps.
Yeah, it's just a couple of bucks here and there. Next thing you know, almost 2,000 people have raised nearly $51,000.
There's a proof.
Yep. Another one, one of our friends, you know, a guy we've known from the fight community for many, many, many years. One of his closest friends in the world, his daughter was shot in the back. Her name's Riley Golgart. She's 18 years old. She's a freshman at Nevada State College. The bullet has fragmented in the L4 vertebrae. Ugh. And they're currently exploring options from top neurosurgeons to try to decide the best course of treatment for her long-term health needs. You know, just 18-year-old. You know, going to school, trying to, you know, get ahead in life.
At the beginning of life, yep.
And so I've shared that one. It's that GoFundMe. It's facebook.com/Mahoney Radio. I've got the, I retweeted that. Well, I'll try to retweet that later from the show page as well. But, you know, I mean, when it comes to getting neurosurgeons involved, and this could be, you know, who knows, $100,000 in medical bills that this poor 18-year-old girl is going to have to, you know, be burdened with for the rest of her life. I mean, like, can you, if you're 18 years old and you get put behind an eight ball worth $100,000, how do you like get ahead in life?
Yeah.
And so,
especially like colleges is expensive as it is.
It is ridiculous. And these are two stories out of, you know, 500 plus
about. What we found out is that a lot of the people that were injured from the gunfire.
Yes.
So originally we thought, well, people, you know,
trampled, scrapes.
They tripped when they were running away, whatever it may be. No, most of the injuries of the 527 were from
the vast majority gunfire,
gunshots.
Yes.
So if you think about the medical bills that come with that, it's significant. So you see all these people stepping up. What I would encourage you to do, if you have just a little bit of money, find one of these GoFundMe pages. Make sure it's legitimate, of course, for one of the people that have been shot that are going to have to deal with medical bills, and focus on helping them in any small way that you can.
We can do our part in that part, and certainly there will be plenty of fundraisers. Again, talking to Steve, he's going to work with a lot of the other jiu-jitsu guys around, pretty much every jiu-jitsu guy around the city, which we're the best in the world, and they're going to do a clinic to raise money for them there. You know?
And I love that.
That's huge. It's,
I saw that like Syndicate MMA is doing an MMA seminar with Forrest Griffin, and it's like a $25 donation, but you get something like a cool experience out of it.
But
the
idea
is that it's going directly to the people that were affected in such a negative way.
You know, and the thing we were talking about, I you know, the president's going to be in town today, and we're not, you know, everybody's talking about not politicizing whatever. Like, we should politicize the fact that these people should not be penalized for being victims.
Right.
Like, you know, you called a disaster area in Florida. You called it a disaster area in Houston and in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And this is a disaster with a massive loss and massive injury to human life. I hope that either our governor, our senators, or if the president's in town later today, that somebody who is there can bring this up and say, hey, you know, Las Vegas, these people are going to need your help. And we're doing our part as a community to do that, to get out there and raise money and do this. But the government should get involved in this as well, because no person who was victimized this past Sunday should be burdened with a hospital bill.
So will you do me a favor and just take that link for the GoFundMe for the 18-year-old girl you're talking about and put it on our Twitter right now? So
yeah, I'll hit
Twitter.com/David Mahoney. We're going to put that up. And again, a couple of bucks here and there, that helps a lot. As we've seen with these GoFundMes, it doesn't have to be an enormous contribution, just a couple of bucks, but we're talking about a local 18-year-old girl who was enjoying a concert in our city on Sunday night who got gunned down, and it's not fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And we
should do something about it.
And like you said, like, you know, $5, $30, I mean, a little goes a long way.
Yep.
And we see it with the person that got shot in the neck. Yeah. The neck shoulder area.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan Smith, again, yep. $51,000 raised for him over the course of the last 24 hours. And what really helps is if you share these campaigns, yep. if they go viral, mm-hmm. that's what really matters. So go grab that link off of our Twitter and retweet it or grab the link for yourself, put it on your Facebook, and let's try to help these people out. X107.5.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Modest Yahoo is coming to Las Vegas, and we have your chance to win some tickets. If you have been paying attention to the program today, then you could be going to see Modest Yahoo for free. Going to be over at Brooklyn Bowl on November the 12th. Your chance to win that is coming up next.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, we have some tickets for you to go see Modest Yahoo. Going to be over at Brooklyn Bowl in November, November 12th to be exact. And all you have to do is know the show. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I also don't think I could keep my vigorous training of walking 3 to 4 times a week at Planet Fitness up for another couple months. Yeah. I'm already getting bored. I'm like, I don't know. I've had two back-to-back nights, man. My girlfriend's like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, no, I'm eating my feelings.
Oh, man, but just sounds good.
It was so good, like a large last night.
All three of them together?
Oh, yeah.
Mahoney's had this in his mouth two back-to-back nights, and he feels like it's thrown his training off. 702-791-1075. Again, the show that's happening November 12th over at Brooklyn Bowl. Modest Yahoo is going to be performing live, and you can have some free tickets if you know the show. Let's go to our first caller here, X107.5. Good morning. What is your name?
Hey.
Hello?
What two large things did I have in my mouth?
Can they not hear us? What's going on here?
Let's take
another caller. Yeah. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Angel.
Angel, what is the correct answer? What two large things did Mahoney have in his mouth back-to-back nights?
Blizzard.
Blizzard is right.
I'm going to go get one right now after the show.
Are you really?
It's like crack. You know me. It's like once I get started, that snowball is running, and it's just...
Mahoney is the white male Oprah of morning radio, I'm telling you.
Not only did he have that, he had them with how many different toppings? About four?
Three different. Yesterday, yeah. I had Heath, Oreo, and Butterfinger, and the night before, man. I did Reese's and double cookie dough.
Hang on. You just said, I think I'm going to go get another one right now. Have you already decided what flavor you're going with?
I'm telling you, I've never done the Oreo, Heath, and Butterfinger combo, and it was phenomenal.
Dude, I might just go after and get some Blizzards, too.
Yeah, today's
the day.
Today's a Blizzard day.
I got to start packing on the weight because, you know, Dave and I had to submit our weights the other day, earlier in the week.
And Mahoney totally body shamed me. They're like, what's your weight? I'm like, 210. Nice. And Mahoney's like, 200. And I even shaved a few pounds off.
The weight advantage.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I got that.
All right. So congratulations to you, man. Modest Yahoo over at Brooklyn Bowl. Thank you for listening, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. All right, so that's going to do it for us. Again, if you missed it earlier, we after careful consideration and talking to you guys, we have decided that we are going to move forward with Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown mm-hmm. Boogaloo, raising money for St. Jude Ranch for Kids, which is a great organization.
Amazing
here in
organization.
Las Vegas. They help foster and neglected kids the ranch is set up out there in Boulder City. It's a beautiful campus that they do a great job maintaining, and very excited to get together with the city of Las Vegas and just, you know, hug each other and have some beers and have a good time
to just kind of just distract ourselves for a little bit. You know, we're going to hang out.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be a damn good time. I'm going to be wearing my sparkly shorts all night long.
Oh, you know what?
Even wherever we go afterwards, man.
I'm very excited for that.
Have you got your outfit planned out for the fight yet, Dave?
No, I haven't even thought about it.
No?
Sort of been preoccupied with other stuff.
Yeah.
And by other stuff, I mean...
eating Blizzards?
Well, not eating Blizzards, but I watched baseball last night instead of... I told myself... I'm going to plan my outfit on Tuesday night, and instead I watch baseball.
Minnesota Twins get their ass whooped.
I watch my Twins get the crap beat out of them.
But you know what? Like, I mean, the Yankees always beat the Twins.
They always beat
Aaron
the Twins,
Judge is probably, I mean, how can you not like that guy? He's a guy who was raised by foster parents. I don't know if you know his story.
Yeah. Aaron Judge is an incredible
man.
It
is a beast of a player. Watching that guy play is always pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's Wednesday.
So,
it's
you know,
hump day,
yeah, I could,
you know?
I could do it today.
You could.
Yeah, I'm going to go get the Blizzard. You go plan your outfit.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Bossy Rossi should go on like a mandate. You know,
yeah,
your wife's out of town.
Cute.
So, you know, go.
No, that's cute.
I'm going good.
Yeah, you know, but you're Rossi.
No, I'm busy. I just remembered I have all this other stuff to do.
You can ask him for his opinion.
Yeah, he's an expert in buying tuxes.
I'm like, you know what? Do you guys ever do this when you're shopping with your significant other? You're like, so I don't have to walk out of the dressing room every time you just come in here?
Yeah.
But should I do that with Bossy Ross? You'd be like, so you don't have to keep, like, I don't have to keep coming in and out with every different outfit.
So embarrassing.
Why don't you just come on into the dressing room and just, you know, expedite the process?
Next thing you know, you end up on RedTube.
What is going on here? There's 9 hidden cameras in this dressing room? Oh. Whoa.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.